Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 17th of May. How did that happen?
I don't know. We blinked.
We blinked and hello, it's May. Not that you'd know it from the weather outside.
Exactly.
We start moaning about the weather now.
Oh, we had 4 or 5 days of it. Come on.
Is that it?
Yeah,
I know.
We'll
be happy. That's
be grateful.
We're
be grateful for 4 days of sun.
Enough. As you can hear, my fabulous co-host today is the wonderful Julie Daniel, the Chic Stylist.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our guests, we have got a studio full of amazing women today. Beware. Men, there's a lot of women in the room.
Yeah,
we have the amazing ladies from The Release Rebellions, who are Ali Harold, Deborah Turner, and Julie Bartlett.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hi, ladies. Thank you for being with us today. We have got so much to cover today. It's very exciting. There's a great vibe in the room. Yeah, loads going on. So we want to hear from
lots
you, though.
Loads going on.
I know, it's crazy. We want to hear from you, the listeners. So do give us a tweet. It's the easiest and quickest way. Or actually, tell a lie. The easiest and quickest way is to phone us. But nobody
does. No one
does
that. So, who uses their phone these days? To actually make a phone call.
Exactly.
All we do is tweet and text. Huh?
Give us a tweet at Bunker Extra with the hashtag BeExtraBeBunker. Let us know how your week's been, what you're up to. How's your year going? Is that five? Nearly. Nearly halfway there.
Scary.
Goodness.
It's really scary.
It's like, hello. Talking about Christmas soon.
Oh, no.
I already am, unfortunately, my line of work, but that's how the year goes so fast. But no, it's great. And we do also want to hear from you if you've got events coming up. We do love sharing the amazing events that are coming up. So if you've got an event and you want to come and tell us about it, or you just want us to give a shout out, please do give us the information. Just send it to bunkerextra@gmail.com. Now, we didn't have a show last week because I was a little bit busy. Actually, this time last week I was a little bit knackered.
Yeah.
Because it was the Venues and Events Expo Southeast. The show before that, we had Gemma was our co-host, and our guest was Richard Archer from Buckland Media, who are an amazing printing company based down in Dover. Couldn't praise them guys enough. They did all the printing and support work for us for the Venues and Events Expo. And you know,
brilliant.
When you get good customer service, these guys, just nothing was too much for them, and they were just helpful, and what they produced was amazing. So big shout out to Buckland Media. That show was show 102. So if you missed
Fantastic.
That or any of the previous shows, you can just go to bizradio.co.uk, click on the extra tab, and
replay
them, or download them as podcast. Take us with you on your
journey, wherever you are,
when you're jogging, when you're walking, when you're driving.
I've started doing that a lot more now.
What, jogging?
Not jogging, power walking. Power walking. So
it's
the weather was good,
effective.
Dropped my girl to school, did my power walk, got the podcast in the ears, good to go.
Yeah,
have you
ever tried jorking?
What the hell is that? Am I allowed to say that?
It's a word I've made up.
Go for it. What is it?
I don't think it's in the dictionary, but it's a combination of walking and jogging.
Jogging.
So you just might do a you might just go a little bit faster than a power walk.
Got
from
ya.
One lamppost to the next.
Ooh.
Yes, just to get a little bit faster.
Yeah, no, it's
interval training, jogging.
Far too energetic still for me.
It is energetic.
The power walking is as energetic as we get. Now, completely lost track. Where were we? Yes, but anyway, podcasting. So great, go and listen to those. I did have a hugely busy week last week. For those of you who don't know, I was hosting the Venues and Events Expo Southeast,
fantastic.
Which I co-organised with the lovely Amy Nicholas from Clear Cut Venues, and it was awesome.
Well done.
So much going on.
Done.
It's unbelievable.
Tell us all.
The day started, and the video is now out there, so you need to watch it. The day started, we had the hacker opening the day, which I tell you, that is just one
that
way.
That is high energy.
Oh,
great start.
Seriously.
Really gets you.
They came.
Kick-started.
So they were out in a room, and they got changed. And then when I announced they were coming on, we had this seminar. Basically, it's an exhibition, so obviously lots of exhibition stands. And we had the seminar in the centre of the exhibition space, so it's very, very central. And the hacker came on, and it was two guys. I have a big, huge shout out to Teo Hacker UK. They do hacker workshops. They are two traditional native New Zealanders who have brought the tradition of the hacker with them, and they're building their business on doing hacker workshops. And I tell you, the energy it creates is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And these guys, Sol and Shane, were fantastic. And they came from the back of the exhibition centre blowing the traditional shell, which is like the horn that they use. And then they came on, and they were shouting, and they were doing... not like that, obviously, with quality. And then they did the full Hacker to it, and everyone, literally the whole exhibition space just stopped still like 200 people in the room just stopped.
Yeah, if you want to get the right attention,
yeah,
get them in the room.
They were brilliant, and they actually came back for the second, for the afternoon session as well, and they did the workshop. So we've got video of everybody taking part, and again they had about 30-40 people doing the actual workshop and everything. And the guys are great as well, the way they do it, and they were explaining about the traditional Hacker, but then also you know, the meanings behind it and everything like that. Yeah. So absolutely brilliant. Great way to start the day. And then we just had loads going on. We had loads of venues. We had loads of exhibitors. Oh, my most favourite, I have to say, sorry guys, I'm a bit biased, but the JS Entertainment stand, they do obviously all different types of entertainment for corporate events. They have a mosaic wall. Deborah, this wall is for us. See, and Julie, Julie, no, but this is for people who like taking photos of themselves. For sure. Basically, I mean, you may have seen it about on social media, but basically what you've got, imagine a whole blank wall and it's got little boxes with numbers. Okay. Now what happens is they have a machine that prints off little photos, and what it does, it pulls the photos off of the hashtag for the event. So all the photos, so basically when you're on there, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, as long as you're posting a picture with the hashtag of the event, so example of Expo 19, the computer picks it up and it prints it, and as it prints the little picture, it puts a little bit of a shade on the picture. So as you're putting it together, it's like a mosaic, so when you look at close you can see all the really little pictures. When you stand back, it's a whole different picture. So we had the Vexpo logo.
Yeah, I've seen one of the Queen.
Yes, like exactly. Yeah, they're sort of one of the end things at the moment. And he brought the smaller one, which was 600 pictures. The bigger one takes 2,000. He said, I don't think I'll bring the bigger one because, you know, it takes 2,000 pictures. It's quite hard to fill. I went, I can fill that myself. It's not a problem. But actually, joking aside, my picture was mostly of the 600. There's me.
Selfie queen at work.
There's me. But no, it's really great because, you know, the interaction and what it creates. And when you step back and you've got this bigger picture, and as I say, for a corporate event, you can just literally have it the corporate logo, or
great engagement.
It's
tool,
brilliant,
isn't it?
It's absolutely fantastic. So we're going to be working with them a lot more for our events. But that's the nice thing about this type of expo. There's so much interaction stuff. So it's not just going and meeting and chatting with people. We had a virtual reality stuff going on.
I saw some of those.
We had a mobile panic room. We had one of those. Nobody knows what they're called. We'll have to find out what they're called. But the tube that you stand in and it
catches the money.
You catch the money, and you've got to catch.
Saw that.
I saw Anwin. Oh my god,
Anwin is
just
brilliant.
Hilarious. She just had a ball. She couldn't stop talking. Even when I saw her at Business Live, she was still talking about it. Brilliant.
It was brilliant. And then ice creams and sweets and chocolates and the venue. So.
Fizz? Was there fizz?
At the end of the day, Deborah, we did have a VIP drink
stay all the way to the end.
Hello. Excuse me. My event, of course, there's going to be bubbly there. But it was great. And what's nice is it's different tone. It's not your business B2B. It's just getting to know. So people that book meeting space, event space, conferences, anything like that, team building with Bite did another great workshop, and they made a puzzle feeders for Kapuchkin monkeys, which is nice. So they had a team doing that, and then they took the feeder to the Kapuchkin monkeys at Port Liam and live fed, giving it to the monkeys during the day. So that was really, really lovely. You have to be on a bit of a mission here when you're here today, Deborah, is catching the flies. We don't know where they come from, but they drive all the guests mad. So it's like flies, a little fly. They're only 20 flies. So the energy in the room was absolutely brilliant. We unfortunately, it was a very wet day again. We tend to just capture it in the wet weather, but it was a great event. We've had so much positive feedback, and it's just the energy. And then I tend to always get the post event blues, because it's like the
after the high,
exactly. So yeah. After the high, and on the actual day itself, I had a few little bit emotional moments, but just because I was so tired, and I was up at 3:30 that morning, not deliberately. I went to bed early, determined to get a really good night's sleep. Everything was ready to go. Woke up 3:30. That was it.
Excitement and nerves.
It was excitement combined. And nerves. And you know, it's like, adrenaline. I'm going to go back to sleep. I can't go back to sleep. I'm going back to sleep. And then by 4:00, I gave up and got up. So that doesn't help. So when you want to be on form at your event, make sure you get a good night's sleep before. Maybe a couple of sleeping tablets will be helpful.
That's when meditation comes in really, really well.
Well,
if you
I'm
can
normally
do it.
Quite good at clearing my mind. And when I go to bed now, I do clear my mind. I do shut my mind off, and I think about other things and nice things to help me go to sleep. It was just waking up at that time, and then anyway, but it was a great event. So, and you just follow us on social media. I'm putting out all the photos. We had great photographer on site and just captured everything. So really good. And obviously now we're just working towards next year's
one.
Event. I know. Yeah. It's always one after
great
the
stuff.
And we also had Business Vision Live.
Yeah.
I got it right, didn't I? Not Convention. Business Vision Live, which was Wednesday this week. So there's been quite a lot going on in Kent over the last couple of weeks. Mm. What have you been up to, Julie?
So I've been in London. I've had a couple of events to attend myself. I've had a client's wardrobe to go and detox, which was fabulous, in Happy Hackney.
Happy Hackney.
Yeah,
is it really Happy Hackney?
Happy Hackney. I had one there the other week and I went back there, so it was calling me back. And yeah, it was fun, as always. Debs knows this.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of fun. We had a walking catwalk going on in the bedroom, as you do, because we throw the clothes out and then we look at what different sort of styles we can make. Which they've never thought of before. And that is the best part. I absolutely love it. Using all their accessories and shoes and bags and all the good stuff to make up new capsule items. So that was a lot of fun. And we just literally threw the radio on, had the music going.
Nice.
She did pull out the bubbles, actually, by the end of the day. End of the day, I'll say. So yeah, I actually knew what I was doing.
Toasting your hard work.
That's yeah. Absolutely.
I say, you don't want to do it at the beginning of the day because it might just end up...
No. Yeah, yeah. I'll have her looking at like maybe a drag queen. So, yeah, we didn't want that.
No. I just confess to something, Julie?
Please do.
I recently decluttered my wardrobe.
Whoop.
I had a decluttering session.
Well done.
And in my wardrobe, I thought I'm only going to put... I have a dresses wardrobe because I'm a real dress person.
Good for you.
So I thought I'm only going to put back the dresses that I love and wear and I actually say fit me, the style and everything. How many dresses were left in my wardrobe after the declutter?
Next to none.
How many did you start?
71.
No.
Left.
I have 71 dresses.
So how many
did you declutter?
Yeah, you couldn't have declared well.
I didn't even count, but there was a massive pile on my bed.
How often have you done it?
I do it every year. Once a year.
You do that every year and you had still 71 dresses.
71 dresses are hanging in my wardrobe now at this moment.
You need me and Deborah to come in and look after you.
No, but if she loves every single one of those dresses and knows she's going to wear them again at some point in the future.
You see, the problem is, if you do it yourself, now this is a shameless plug, but if you do the wardrobe declutter yourself, you're going to be biased. And you're going to still draw to the comfortable pieces, the comfortable colours, the comfortable fits that you've always loved.
Yes, you're
right. And the point is that you're not actually going to go hard and take that piece and say, I loved you so dearly 5 years ago, but it's time to go. And you see, that's where somebody like myself would come in and do that for you and make sure that you are prized away from that beauty of a dress you've had
next year then. Next year when I do it again.
You're in.
Or you get a friend in. That's another thing. Get a friend in and then they can give you that second opinion and say, you know what? No. It's not working anymore. Get rid of it. So yeah, just a little tip for you. I'll wait for your call.
We love it. Now we have got a couple of shout outs. We've got one from Cars in Kent, at Cars from Kent on the Twitter. Good morning, Amanda and Julie. Can we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? Buy and sell your cars locally from carsfromkent.com. I've got to give a big shout out. Let me find it. Here it is. To the lovely Kate Merrin from Athelbray, who has just completed her charity walk of 100,000 steps in 7 days.
Oh, congratulations.
That's amazing. Well,
and mummy, just add an extra well done because she has a broken shoulder as well.
Oh, wow.
Yes, she fell over her own feet and broke it. So we're not that sympathetic. No, bless her. But yeah, so we saw her at Business Vision and she was getting up her steps then. But yeah, she's just completed with, it's for guide dogs. So walk your socks off for guide dogs. And she's done. In fact, where is the picture, Kate? I saw there's a picture of how many steps. She sent a picture of it. Here it is. 100,259 steps.
Well done.
And the donation page is still open till the 3rd of June. Just give in Kate Merrin, KateMerrin. A fantastic effort. Well done. And for a great cause, the guide dogs for the blind, and I think her dog went along with her as well, so they got lots of exercise. See, that's the type of thing I could do. That I'm a walker. Yeah. You're a walker, aren't you, Ali? Yes, I love seeing your pictures when you've been out walking, and I'm the same, and I'm always out looking, and I've got a dog, so we just go out, and I could
for walk. Leisure more than exercise. Yeah, then.
Well, no, because it's not a leisurely walk. It's like a steady, although it's getting slower, my dog's getting older, but I've always enjoyed walking, so I'm quite happy to walk for hours and explore the countryside and do
You
all
need
that.
To come shopping with me. Now that is a walk and a half. Up and down the mall.
I can do several laps of blue water. That's not a problem.
Okay.
But well done, Kate. That's absolutely fantastic.
Well done. Well done.
There's a challenge that myself and quite a few clients are doing this month. This month of May is also British Heart Foundation. Do a marathon in a month.
Oh.
And you can walk, jork, jog, run it if you want to. But we're doing that.
Brilliant.
So each mile that we clock up, we're getting to 26 miles by the end of May. That's the only way I'm ever going to do a marathon.
Oh, over the month.
Yes.
Yeah, so I could do that. I could do it over, you know.
Six months.
Couple of months. Exactly, a couple of months. As long as a glass of Prosecco at the end of each day, it's fine. I can cope with that.
Exactly.
But there's loads going on actually in May, isn't there? So there's Mental Health Awareness Week. Mm-hmm. Isn't it not Menopause Week?
It's an emphasis is on menopause.
Yes. And what else did we say? There was another...
You just said it.
No, that's this week. But what was else? Anyway, there's lots of what I love at the moment is the amount of awareness that's been raised for all these different areas, and
I mean, especially Mental Health Awareness Week.
Exactly,
as we were talking about before the show, the theme being body confidence and be body kind. And I think there's so many people that are suffering out there with all forms of body dysmorphia, image complex, have given themselves a really hard time. But it's not superficial. You know, a lot of this stuff comes from childhood as well. And, you know, there's lots of things that have happened in people's lives that have made them feel a certain way. And they can be very negative about, you know, how they put themselves out there in the world. And it's a great week to raise that awareness, to really get people to get the help that they need, because there are mind charities, of course there's the Mental Health Foundation, Samaritans of course, but there's so many charities out there that you know, people need to open up to and talk to and get the help they need to deal with these issues, because you know, you don't want to suffer alone.
Definitely.
No, and that's a lot of what I'm just thinking of. You three ladies together, literally you cover all those areas, don't they?
We do.
Confidence from within through across the different areas of the image, the voice and the health.
Yeah, so we were talking about it as three pillars of self-confidence, mm. self-promotion and self-care. So the self-confidence, what Deb does about, you know, your brand, personal branding, and then the self-confidence comes with that, and the self-care, Julie doing the all the stuff around the body, and self-promotion, speaking, presenting yourself. So it does cover all of that.
That's good. And obviously we're going to cover more in detail in the second half about the event Release Your Brilliance, because it's fabulous what you're doing. Just one thing that just came into my mind, and that's just gone out of my mind. What was I going to say? I hate it when it happens on air. We're talking about... What was I going to say?
We're talking about body confidence.
Body confidence. Oh, no, that's what I was going to talk about. Obviously, mental health awareness has been brought into the forefront. Obviously, it's always been there, but it's really, in the last couple of years, it's really been brought into the forefront. And now, obviously, they're putting a huge emphasis on social media. And they're, you know, their government is attacking social media platforms,
yeah,
getting them to... change how they are to help it. So, but what's your honest opinion? Each of you, like, what's your honest opinion? Do you think by removing the like buttons, by changing the way that social media, without, you know, removing that you can see how many people like a post or follow a person, is that really going to help? How much does it affect the overall confidence of people?
Because I think what happens, especially to, say, a young person, they might think, well, actually, this is true for, not just for young people, but, you know, I run a workshop on Be Fabulous on Facebook Live and video. And I always say to people, when you put a video out there, don't do the comparisonitis thing. Don't look at Amanda Flanders, whose video has got 2,000 views and you've got 10, because you're not comparing like for like. You know, she's been going a lot longer. So I think, but for young people, if they put a post out there and it doesn't get many likes, they tend to think it's a reflection of them and it's got nothing to do with it, because you've got no idea.
They depend on it though, don't they? It's the culture of dependence on social media. and being loved through the social media platforms.
And it's so it's
because
so
you've
unreal,
got the because you've got so unreal, because you've got all the filters on these bloody phones now, you know, people want to go on there and look like bloody Kim Kardashian, I mean, but or whoever. But it's about, you know, filtering yourself and making yourself look so super perfect that you are comparing yourself with these really unreal,
Are people mostly idols doing it because they don't have the confidence and they want to make themselves look bigger, or are they doing it just because, you know,
I think they feel that it's almost kind of, if they don't do it, that they're missing out on something. Mm. I mean, if you think back sort of 20 years ago, you always had that image of, so for our generation, for example, there were the magazines, and at the time they were heavily criticised.
Yeah.
I mean, Judy, you know, would be very aware, Vogue, Cosmo,
yeah,
you know, it was all about the size zero models. That's what you were looking at. And even they were photoshopped.
Yeah.
So again, you're comparing yourself, even, you know, as a young teenager, with something that isn't real. But of course, at the time, they're almost distanced from you. So there was the comparison happening, but it wasn't with your peers in the classroom. Whereas now, of course, what's happening with social media is it means that you're comparing yourself with someone who's sitting next to you in a classroom who has, as you said, put a post on maybe on Instagram, and they've put so many filters on it that doesn't even look like the person you're sitting next to in the classroom. And it's almost they feel that they've got to compete in that market because everyone's doing it. It's that. I think it's that fear of missing out in every respect.
I
think it's as simple as that. Everyone's doing it. It's just the norm.
Culture.
Isn't it? It's the culture. That's right. So Everyone's about changing the mindset of the people, of how it's perceived and how it's used, isn't it? Because, you know, it's nice. I think it's nice, you know, if you feel confident and the way you look, I think you should be able to post your picture. You know, I'm looking fabulous today. I'm feeling fabulous. I'm going to post it so everybody can see. That should be acceptable, because you're not, well, I look better than Julie. Mm. That's never going to happen.
Oh, bless you.
You know, but it's not, I look better than somebody. Mm. It's, I look good, and I want everybody to see that I look good.
Mm. And that, again, that comes from confidence. You've got to have the confidence in the first place to want to post that picture, because you genuinely believe, I look good, I feel good. You know, I'm putting my best self out there. And I don't really give a damn about what anybody comments on this, because today is a good day. But how many people do that? Because they've got to filter, they've got to get the right position in, there's so many things they factor in before they hit the send button.
I think maybe education's got to change a little bit, hasn't it? From very, very young, especially, you know, I know we're talking as women today, but if we can try and change it about getting confidence from within, as
every
opposed
time.
To just looking at your phone
Absolutely.
And just seeing your face, but getting the confidence, what's more important? What's more important, that you've got the confidence to speak, that you've got the confidence in the clothes that you wear? Mm. You know, we're all going to have some good days about our face and some bad days, but concentrate on other things. And I think that's got to come a lot earlier on.
But then that's the mental health, isn't it? Again.
Yes, yes.
And it's ensuring that you are very aware of what's going on around you. And it does come down to, you know, the friends you keep, you know, your upbringing in the household. And so many other factors.
And it is, and I guess it's tough.
What you're exposed to.
Yeah, it goes down through generations, since then it goes to your parents and how you feel. It's quite funny, because I've always wondered where I've got my stubbornness from, because that's from my mother, for sure. But my confidence and my drive, and I only sprung, you know, these light bulb moments sprung on me the other day. My dad, who is 73 in September, sorry, Dad, but you are, has just come back from his sixth trip to Nepal. He goes every 2 years and takes a troop of scouts out there. There's a whole lot of leaders. And they went to Poon Hill, which is 3,300 metres up.
Go
and to put that into perspective,
Ben Nevis.
He might have gone Ben Nevis is only 1,300 metres.
Wow.
And he's done it. And he, you know, it was a little bit harder this year. He struggled a little bit. But he did it. And I'm thinking, that's where I get my drive from, you know. And he won't stop. He'll be one of these people that will keep on going and driving it, wants to do it. And I think for me, that's come
right
through
idols,
to me.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and coming through. And it was quite nice the other week. My daughter, who's 7 now, and yes, she has turned into a miniature me. And I'm like, oh, she's turned, but she has a miniature. She is a miniature me. And you know, I'm always trying to drive into her about just being confidence. And you know, she comment and say, oh, I'm a bit weird. And yeah, but it's fine to be weird. You know, all those type of things. It's just about what you say and how you deal with your children as to how they go forward.
I don't know about you, but I mean, again, my daughter's probably similar age as yours. And I think, you know, when I left my 9-to-5 and became a businesswoman, you know, so many things changed in the household, in, you know, in my working, you know, kind of day, etc. And, you know, the one thing that that was just so endearing was my daughter actually saying, "Mum, you know, I can't believe that, you know, you're like doing this kind of amazing but crazy thing because all my friends are following you and they think you're some superhero because you're just, you know, you're posting all this stuff, what you're doing, where you're going, where, you know, all these talks and all these events you're doing. You know, you're on the radio and it's so cool. And why didn't you do this before? Why was you working in the office before and only now doing all this like really fun looking stuff, Mum?" And I just think that our kids, you know, especially as business owners, you know, when they can look up to us and have, you know, be inspired by us in what we're doing and our courage and our, you know, and our conviction in our cause and our why. You know, my daughter's starting to see that now.
And that goes amazing. Across the board for all women as well, doesn't it? So if women are out there driving and saying, "Look, this is what you can do," not comparing, this is, you know, you can be yourself, but you can be strong, you can be confident. You know, that's the whole nation of women is... And not just women, obviously, it does affect men as well. And men have that big confidence issue as well. But I think by having role models and people to help them and guide them and say, "Look, you can be amazing. Not too, as well as, but you can be amazing." I think things are going in the right direction, aren't they? Because people keep talking about this has to happen, this happened. But if you actually look, it is happening. Things are happening. People are working. The mindset of people is changing.
Well, I think people are just much more aware. Mm. And what they're doing is... I think what social media's obviously got loads of positivities as well as obviously there are some negatives, which we've touched on.
Mm.
But of course, one of the great things at the moment is it's raising self-awareness and it's making people be more aware of themselves and as a result, more aware of, you know, of other people as well. But actually, it is drilling down and thinking, well, you know, how do I feel about that? How do I look? How do I feel? And I think if people are more self-aware, they're more likely to self-promote, be that perfect role model for young girls, young lads. You know, it's that whole, if you see it, you believe you can be it.
You can do it.
Yeah.
So
for you, like, exactly, it's perfect being a role model for your daughter, knowing that the opportunity's there if she wants at some point to run her own business. You know, she knows, she's seen someone.
Well, actually,
really,
my son is even more entrepreneurial. And his business studies teacher at his parents' evening recently said to me, "Oh, you know, Mrs. Daniel, your son has just got this amazing kind of spirit and seems to know all the answers to all the questions that I'm giving out." So she said, you know, he's really in there. He's at the front of the class. His hand's always up. He's, you know, he's loving it. And now he's got this idea that he wants to generate, you know, these logo T-shirts and things. And he's asking me about how to go about the operation and supply. I was like, really? And of course, we'll sit at the dinner table now. And now he's plugging me, you know, he's like literally like picking my brain. So, "Mum, so on eBay, can I go on there and buy, you know, how much things can I buy on eBay and go and sell them?" I was like, "Oh my goodness." So actually, and he's a bit older, so he's really getting into the group. And it's brilliant. You know, just inspiring the nation, inspiring the children. It starts from that, doesn't it?
Exactly. Start with the children and then hopefully the generations come through.
Absolutely.
Now we are fast approaching the end of the show for the prize. We're halfway through, but we have got to have a little bit of a break, and then when we come back, we're going to learn more about the amazing event that is Release Your Brilliance. I chose this song particularly for us today, ladies. I know you're all going to love it. Oh yeah.
Lucy Liu with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on.
Come on. Bring it.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I bought. The clothes I'm wearing,
all your hands up at me, all your honesty. Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that? Tell me how you feel about this. Do what I want, live how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I'm
clothes I'm wearing,
I'm rocking my
game, the sky
depend on me if I want.
And simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Do you use social media for your business? Do you understand all things digital? No? Then come to ZC Live. Business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns will host a day full of great content for local businesses, free workshops, inspiring speakers, networking opportunities, top marketing tips, the latest trends, and it's all free. Make your digital marketing more effective with ZC Live, Friday, May the 31st at Strood Academy. Book your free place now at zclive.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back. And you are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 17th of May. I'm joined in the studio by my fabulous co-host, the wonderful Julie Daniel, the
Hello.
Chic stylist. And our guests, we've got a full studio today, are the lovely Release Your Brilliance ladies, Ali Harold, Deborah Turner and Julie Bartlett.
Hello again.
Hello. We've been having a really good conversation about mental health awareness week and confidence and body confidence and everything, and it is one of those subjects, as with all, you can just go on and it's but I am pleased to say you are beginning to see people making a difference and making an effort and out there. So, you know, change has to start somewhere. It can't be instant, it has to be a progress. So that's great, which is exactly what you guys are doing with the your Release Your Brilliance event. So what we're going to do just quickly, because we've got lots to cover, but I want to give just a quick introduction to each of you of who you are, what you do, and then how you all came together. So let's start with you, Deborah.
So, as you most people know.
Everybody knows you anyway, but we'll just do a brief.
Yes, exactly. Yes, we'll pretend. So, Deborah Turner, obviously on the day I am with my You Image hat on, which basically the coming together of the three elements of Release Your Brilliance is very much around encouraging more women to really step up and shine. It's getting themselves out there, getting known for what they want to be known for. So my element of Release Your Brilliance is very much about how can you represent that in the way that you look? Because we all know, you know, if you feel good, you look good, and equally look good and you feel good. So it's really about how can you best represent your business or yourself in the way that you dress. It's about thinking about how are you going to put clothes on your body that best represent the best version of you.
And Ali.
Ali Harold, professional speaking coach. So I take the woman who's traumatised, terrified, tongue-tied when it comes to standing up and speaking and help her to feel really confident about that and look forward to it. Because so many women pay a really high price when they speak. They worry for days before or lose sleep and just worry that it's all going to go horribly wrong. So move them to a space where they just look forward to doing it. So on the dates, because speaking, I mean, here you are, Amanda, we can't see you, but you've got the show every week. So there's so many opportunities to speak, you know, radio, podcasts, videos, at events. But it's such a good way, if you've got a business, to spread the word. So on the day, I'm giving them that message that if this is your thing that you worry about, there's very good ways to get you that confidence and get you out there and feeling good about doing that. So that's part of my message for the day.
Brilliant. And Julie.
Julie Bartlett, I'm new to our group here and I specialise in women's health and well-being, particularly women's pelvic health, which changes throughout different stages of their lives. But on our Release Your Brilliance Day, I'm looking at mindset and movement. different people. Some people run, what we were just talking about, or jog or walk. Other people go really hardcore. And again, at different stages of women's life, we need to find the exercise that's right for you, the intensity that's right for you, instead of just going with what everybody else does. And I'm going to be giving lots of different options on the day.
Brilliant. So Release Your Brilliance has been running 3 years now. So you started 3 years ago. So what was the thought behind why you wanted to put this event together?
The truth was we would just get together, and it was with Bird on a Bike back then. We were to get meet together.
Bird.
at Bridgewood Manor, 6 o'clock in the morning. Just it was a time we could grab to get together. And we were talking about what are the things that when women in business find that they're struggling with, and we all had a bit of that puzzle, the way they looked, the way they felt about themselves, the way they lacked the confidence to say, I want to do that, I want to step up and do it. And we realised we'd all got a bit of that puzzle. And the lovely thing is about when you bring three people together with this knowledge, you've got all that lap over the areas, like Julie was there talking about the body, the physical side, but there's the what it affects your mind. So it affects, and this, I mean, your talk's all about healthy body, healthy mind equals a healthy business. It has to, because you can only have a healthy business if you feel good, can't you? If you've got the energy, if you've got, you know, all those things. Right. So we all had a bit of that puzzle, really, that we wanted to give to these women and help them, give them that boost and little strokes to say, you can do this.
And what we found was that often, when we were talking through, what were the issues? Why were people reaching a stage in their business and not maybe able to get to that next step? And it was almost as if they were getting in their own way. It was, they were doing lots of things, and they were doing lots of things really well, but it was that next step. It was what happens next. How do we actually push this forward? And often it is around fear. It's not, there's an element of confidence lacking sometimes, but if you've reached a stage in your business where, you know, you're making a difference, but you're not making enough of a difference, it often isn't about lack of confidence. It's about knowing how to take that next step. And it's that leap of faith sometimes.
But then that comes down to mindset, doesn't it? All the time, I think. I think that's where people, once they've got the right mindset and drive and determination, you can achieve anything, can't you? But that's the bit, I think, that people get stuck on.
They do, and I think it is that whole, they're getting their, get in their own way, because they think that I'm trying this, but it's almost, as you said, around the mindset. They keep doing the same things, not achieving the results. And what we found is that, unfortunately, some women then do give up because they believe they've tried everything. But actually, what we want to do is, we don't want women to reach that point of, do you know what, I can't do this anymore, I'm just not getting there. We want to really try and address those points much earlier, so that they unlock their full potential.
But you know what else is great about this is that then women can come together and share that they're all going through this, isn't it? And I love that, because we all sit and suffer in silence when we're having bad days, or business is not doing as well as we'd like. And actually, it's great to have an open, safe space to be able to share and learn and gauge more ideas.
Absolutely, because you mentioning it about the mindset, we talk about that a lot, but I've come across many women since I've been qualified in pelvic health, and that is a massive area that stops women moving forward. They stay, sometimes if they've got problems of dysfunction, they might be leaking, they might have urinary incontinence where they can't even go very far without needing the loo, and it actually stops them sometimes taking their business that little bit forward, because they think, well, I can't do that if I've always got to go to the toilet. I've always got to find someone. It's always on their mind. So, but they don't realise that something can be done about it.
Yeah.
And it really can. Yeah. But it's just simple exercises that you learn and you go through and you do them on a regular basis, just like brushing your teeth.
But isn't there a thing around sort of embarrassment as well?
Absolutely. What you were just saying about lots of women coming together, and that's what we're creating. We're creating a space in Release Your Brilliance for everyone to talk about anything and everything, even sensitive subjects like pelvic health. I use the word vagina daily, really, and I can say it as easy as anything.
Is that a newspaper?
But no. I really do think, and it's my job to actually try and get other women to be able to talk about that area as easy as you can talk about the mindset, the head, your body.
I love that.
And there's things
we don't talk about that aspect.
We do not.
Enough.
We do not.
And the big S word either.
Yes. No. And you don't, yes. You often don't know what part of the confidence, what are things holding somebody back. So whether it is the fear of speaking in public at all, let alone on a stage or on a microphone or something like that. Just speaking, general conversation, I guess, Ali, is one of the things as well. People having that confidence to have a conversation with somebody out networking or something like that.
Well,
sometimes
it affects everything, doesn't it? Because if you master this art, then your one-to-ones totally change. The one-to-one becomes much more powerful with someone. Eye contact, all that.
I was going to say, do you cover body language?
In that, this, you know, we
the rapport
each get building. 45, 50 minutes. So there's only so much you can do. But just making them realise that actually this isn't a gift to certain people. You know, their extroverts find it easy to do this stuff, but if they're an introvert personality, it's like, that's not for me. I've not got that kind of personality. But anybody with...
It can be learned, can't it?
Yeah, they can do this, definitely. Collaboration's a thing as well, Amanda. That's what we want
absolutely,
to convey,
yes.
Is that where could you collaborate with someone? And there'll be loads of women in that room who will be like, well, actually, I could collaborate with whoever. We've got a synergy going on and produce something that's collaborations are really
fantastic.
Important.
Do you have networking opportunities on the day there?
Yes, yeah.
You've got room full of women. That's yeah, what exactly. All day is learning and networking. But that is nice. And I remember from the first one 3 years ago, the vibe in the room, it is everyone's coming from the same place. So therefore, as you say, they've got their similarities. So therefore, looking who they can work with and collaboration is huge. Collaboration is vital to building and growing a business. And by just having that opportunity to be in the room, how many women will you have in the room?
40. We'll probably have a few more than 40.
Yeah, but
great.
It's a nice number.
Supporters as well who are bringing something else to the mix. You know,
yeah, so
sponsors.
You've got some sponsors as well this year. So who
so
are the sponsors?
We've got Catherine Overton from Booker Wired Accounting, because finance is a real stumbling block.
Yeah.
Well, you just made the sound.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My thoughts are that.
Yeah. So many people are frightened to look at their figures. Mm. And Catherine sums it up. She said, wouldn't you like to know how well you're doing during the year, not wait till the end of your year to know, oh, I had a good year. Maybe change something. Mm. So Catherine, she's sponsoring. We've got Isla O'Hara PR. So she's helping to demystify that, because, again, people are like, well, I'm a little one-man band. Do I need PR? So she can help you understand where it can help you. We've got Emma Williams, who's doing social media for the event and for us.
Not the celeb then, not the voice presenter.
She is a celeb.
I've met her.
She is. Cinnamon Social is, she's been absolutely incredible in terms of creating our posts and just really getting to know our true voice, working with us. And obviously she'll be there on the day. I mean, we all know how important, as we said, positive and negative social media can be to your business and
absolutely.
To you as a personal brand. Yeah. And Emma's brilliant in helping you to identify that.
Karen Davis, Pink Lemon Branding and Design. So Karen's going to be there for anybody who wants to. I've been thinking about, I need a website or I need it, because we all know it's more than just the logo.
Yeah.
It's all the collateral, everything that goes through. So Karen's doing our website and is there on the day to help people with that. Jane Mucklow's taking photos. So at the lunchtime, they can have a new headshot done for LinkedIn or whatever. So we're encouraging ladies to come prepared to have a picture taken if you want one, because it's the opportunity to get that picture that maybe you've thought for a long time you need a new picky on.
And Jane is fabulous.
She's lovely, isn't
she? Fabulous.
You've used Jane.
I use Jane a lot. Yeah, she's my latest picture that I'm using across social media. It's not a profile picture. It's me in action at an event, and that's been used recently and printed in a magazine. And I've got it on my social media now because she captures.
She does.
Is there something about the magic of capturing the person? Personality within the photos.
Jane is kind of typical of the women that we attract as well, because she's a young mum building a business, introvert, lacked that confidence to get out there, but she's so stepping up now, and well, she's been kind of pulled along by the release.
She has, but I've seen the change and the difference in her, and it's brilliant to see. It's great, and that's
the point. She's a talented young lady,
exactly.
And you just kind of want to, everyone else can see the potential, and she's really embracing it. She's going for it, you know, she is working on that personal brand,
But
as I say, you're being selfish if you're not sharing your talents with the world, aren't
you? Absolutely.
We need to be doing that a lot more.
Lovely pictures of us as well, didn't she?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
For the release, you're brilliant.
Love
they were
them.
Fun.
It's brilliant. Is there any other supporters?
Ali Hollands. We can't forget Ali.
How can anybody forget Ali?
So Ali will keep us together on the day and MC for us. And no doubt she's got something up her sleeve like the last time.
What did she do last time?
Well, because it was... mustn't give it away.
No. Oh, okay. No. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
good idea.
But basically, Ali can be a bit... You know, Ali's hypnotherapy and does a lot. Actually, Mental Health Week, she goes into corporate now with her mind, that work she does with the hypnosis and the mental health.
And she's actually a trainer now in hypnotherapy and mental health.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And but she's got that little outrageous.
She's very edgy, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Use the word edgy.
She's good fun.
So fantastic. So you've got a whole great team of amazing people brought together, amazing women.
As we've said, you know, a lot of that magic then happens in the room. So
exactly.
You've got three of us sharing, you know, key elements of what you need to do to move yourself forward, to, you know, really start to identify, you know, what needs to happen in your business for you. But the network of women in that room, the quality of the ladies who are there and why they're there and how willing they are to actually do the work, because that's what's important. It isn't kind of a day where you can sit back, put your feet up, have a bit of lunch and, you know, off you go home. It's a day where every one of us will get the women in the room working. And I think then that's when the opportunity happens for people to start sharing their own ideas, to collaborate with other women in the room and just to kind of hear that I'm not the only one going through this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I find all the time, I'm sure you all do as well in what you do, is that women often find it hard to ask for help, but we create an environment there where you will find people walking away and they've either asked for help or they've agreed to meet up for a coffee to share some ideas. So, yeah, magic happens in that room.
So can you tell me whether there's any level of accountability on the day? So people won't go away from the day and then, as usual, get stuck back into life and then totally forget about it for another year until they've booked on for the next one. I mean, I think that's a really key thing, that you keep people on their toes and they are kept accountable to all the great work they do at the workshop. Is there any facility for that?
The long-term vision for Release Your Brilliance is to build something beyond that day. We're working on that now, but we do always do a call, because there's a Facebook group for them to be in. We do a call at 2 weeks after for people to come onto the call, and like a Zoom call, and they can tell us, so what have you done, what did you decide to do, and what did you go away and do? And it's
brilliant.
Really, it's nice to see everybody, if they want to show up for that call, to say, well, you said this and that's what I did, or you inspired me to do this and I've done it, you know, and that's really fabulous.
I really like
of course
that.
Then that's shared, so other people are like, wow, so
they done something about it. I better get a move on.
But you're right about accountability, because it's easy
huge.
To that's why we produce that workbook as well, so they're able to write down their thoughts on the day, what they're committing to do, maybe get a spark of an idea, write it down. So it's all that lovely creative space.
So do you have a Facebook group then for your Release Your Brilliance? So everybody who comes on can go into that private group and share as well.
Yeah, and for me personally, the accountability will be movement-based. So I will be giving 5 things to take away, but I will also then be expecting people to be putting it into practice, and in the Facebook group it will be hopefully like a monthly update. Well, where are you now? The next month, where are you now?
Fantastic.
The next month, where are you now? And hopefully we can take that all the way up to the next year of our one in 2020.
Exactly. Which is nice, but it's not just about the day. It's not just the event. It's what the event's creating, and then all the follow-up. So the actual date of the event is
4th of June.
The location is
Brands Hatch Place Hotel,
I love that venue so much. It's lovely. And spa. The food, absolutely awesome.
Yeah, and that's what we've, you know, we've asked specifically that we have a really healthy kind of lunch that people aren't going to come back and think, oh my goodness, you know, I'm not prepared to do any more work. I'm done. I've just...
Yeah.
So, yeah. And obviously with Julie talking about health and well-being, you know, she's going to be sharing, I'm sure, some, you know, nutritional tips. So it's great for us to, what we want to be able to do is walk our talk on the day.
Absolutely.
Each one of us will be doing that. And that's one of the messages we want to take, well, people to take away.
Well, I think you all, do as well, always across the board. If you look at Julie's new to me, although we've been, you know, passing ships in the wind, I'm sure, but certainly knowing Ali and Deborah, you always walk your talk. You know, do what I do as well as what I say, not just. And where can people go to find out more and to book on, more importantly?
Event, the best place is to go to the Eventbrite page. So just look up 4th of June, Release Your Brilliance. It'll come straight up and book
and how much are tickets?
£39, but there's only 9 tickets left.
Ooh, so get in there.
There's
not much. And there's only a couple of weeks to go. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
There is Facebook, there is Twitter, and Instagram as well, isn't it?
Instagram as well.
So follow the socials and keep
on LinkedIn as well.
Yep.
Just, you know, some ideas.
LinkedIn is now amazing, by the way. I have to tell you afterwards for your next event, for events, they actually have showcase pages, which then, and they're actually beginning to introduce a tab where you can book now on your page.
Wow,
LinkedIn are doing
thank
it,
you.
People. They're working
yes,
it.
Yes, I love LinkedIn.
But thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Again,
thank you.
Thank you. So, ladies, do, if you haven't already and you want to go, get booked now because it's only 9 places left. It's quick. Now, we have got a couple of events I do want to tell you about. The fast approaching, in just literally 2 weeks' time, is this year's ZC Live, hosted by the gorgeous Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media, international speaker and trainer. And this year they've got a really great lineup, and the emphasis really is on the areas that people want to focus on with social media in the business. This is a big event. It's a free event. It's Strood Academy. It's on Friday the 31st. And I've just looked at the speaker lineup this year and it's great. So obviously you've got Zoe, will be sharing her expertise. We have David Pepper from Twitter. We have Gareth Cairns. I love the way that these two are like Gareth and Zoe. They're out there doing their thing of ZC Social Media. He's also speaking. Kevin Thorpe, who is the director of Big Jam Studios, Mark Jennings, technical director of Storm Chasers Digital, Aaron Taylor of our 6-2. Hi, 6-2. Sorry, Megan, I forgot to give you your shout out. Andy Lambert, who is the director of Content Cow, our very own Gemma Fairclough-Haynes. I tell you, she could speak at the opening of a Matchbox, couldn't she? Seriously, she gets everywhere. But it's quite... surprising what sort of coverage there needs to be within social media and everything, the law and working with people and everything. That's so great. And I can see now they've got the Knowlton brothers.
Yay.
It's gonna be awesome. So they're the speakers. If you do go to zclive.co.uk, you can find out for more. You can book on. I think they've got over 500 people already booked on. There's literally just 13 days. It's from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Strood Academy in Rochester. Great venue for it. It's worth going, so go and check it out. And ZC are our show sponsors for this month as well, so that is great. And keeping it within the technical world, coming up in September, and yes, it's September, but it's only 4 months away. Put it in your diary. The Thursday, the 26th of September, 9 till 4 p.m., is the Tech Expo UK, the first ever event of its kind in the southeast of England, a full-day exhibition and conference for business owners wanting to connect with suppliers who can help them run, build and grow their business through the power of technology. We've got some amazing speakers lined up, lots of workshops. Again, it's free to attend. If you have a technology-based business, we do have exhibition spaces available. If you go to techexpouk.com, you can get all the details there. It's going to be another awesome event. And we have come to the end of another show. Seriously, not long enough at all. We'll be back next week. Well, I'll be back next week. My co-host is our security expert, Richard Bell. And our guest is the lovely Julie Stevens, who is an interior designer. Tune in. Paul's got some more great guests on Tuesday from 1 till 3. Have a fabulous weekend, everybody. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.